Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What's up, donkeys? Happy Monday. Junkies back with you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond, Virginia. And we're streaming live on the Odyssey app wherever you may be. You can take us on the go with that Odyssey app. Download it if you haven't already. You can also watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by Crop Metcalf, official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just visit cropmetcalf.com and you can join their team today. We thank you for tuning in this Monday morning, March 18th, 2024. March Madness is here. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Pickle.
Good morning.
Johnny Cakesawville is back.
Hello, everybody. Happy Monday.
And Jason Bishop.
Welcome back, Cakes.
Thank you, sir.
Got an exciting Friday. Saw that. Match day.
We did, yeah.
Congratulations to Kurt Allville.
Explain to people what happened, yeah.
Match day, for those that do not know, which is probably the majority of people. That is when med students, they get matched up with their spot where they will conduct their residency
right.
for the next 3 or 4 years, depending on your discipline, whatever your field of choice is.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And all the med students gather with their families, their friends.
Where are they hosted at?
This one was at the M&T Exchange in Baltimore.
All right.
Which is right around the corner from the Hippodrome.
Okay.
You know where that is?
Yeah.
So everybody gathers. All the students get their envelopes with their destinations at
noon.
And
they open at the same
time?
They
all open at the same time at the end of the countdown. And the students.
All right, so it's before you explain. Mm-hmm. What were his top choices?
Mm-hmm.
What were the options? What were his top choices?
And I have one other question. Is mm-hmm. this pre or before they take the boards?
The boards. I'm not sure exactly what the boards, like, I don't know what that question
is. I thought you have to take
entails.
The boards after, it's kind of like in law school, you graduate mm-hmm. from law school, but you still have to pass the bar.
That I'm not sure of. Not sure of that line of questioning. So anyway, well,
I'm gonna guess post.
Give me his choices.
His top choices were, if I can remember his top five, Philadelphia was number one.
All right.
Denver was number two. Carolina was number three. Portland, Maine, I believe, made the top five. And I'm pretty sure Boston was mm-hmm. in the top five, too.
Mm-hmm.
And he got Carolina. He got his third choice.
Perfect.
Sweet.
Fantastic.
Which is great.
It's
Sup close. Dogs in the house.
Sup Dogs will be at Franklin Street
yeah.
With his girlfriend Eleanor. They are moving down there together in late May, early June.
Yeah, that's what I saw him with the chick. I assume that was his girlfriend. Mm-hmm. And my daughter, who somehow studied this in like her business class or something, all about matching and mm-hmm. for med school. And she said, yeah, if you're a couple, they try to match you in the same school. They don't want to break up couples.
Ah, okay. Well, they're not a med school couple. She's not in med school.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah. But she has a remote job, so she can work.
She can go wherever.
Wherever.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Cakes, I'm guessing the medical boards are after.
Okay.
Who
knows?
It's like getting your. Does he have his medical license yet?
That I do not know.
So it's different terminology.
All I know is he'll be. You can address him as a doctor come May.
Yeah.
So like next month.
Nice.
So he will be heading down south.
That's awesome.
Close enough where we can hop in the car or a short flight. It's very nice.
I mean, it would have been fine. It's a plane flight away wherever.
Yeah, anywhere.
But it would have been more of a pain in the ass
great.
If he went to Denver.
But yeah. Philly was his top choice. He gets Carolina, which he wasn't even sure he was going to get. Mm-hmm. So he was surprised by it, and he's happy with it. So we're all happy. It was fun.
It's way better than Philly. Philly's a dump. Yeah. You know what? He made a bad choice. He ended up in a perfect
lowest
spot.
Lowest cost of living, too, which is great.
Perfect. Yep.
He said that he could just live like a baller down in Carolina. So
it looked like you went to a rager, too.
Yes, he had a party at his place.
I saw all the pictures that you were posting, and Cakes was pointing to alcohol, probably cheap bottles of alcohol.
Yeah. My son, he took all the good booze they had and stuffed it in the closet because he doesn't want just 60 people coming over and actually drinking the good booze. He had people bring some booze. I brought some Scotty's vodka, of course, to bring to the party. And it was all the janky booze that was left over, like the Evan Williams whiskey, Jägermeister, you know, stuff that's just once you've had six or seven drinks, you don't really care what you're drinking. That's what people were hitting for that picture that I posted.
Well, perfect. Exciting for you because you can visit your boy without having to take a flight.
Yeah.
And you can visit Brett while you're there.
Certainly could do that.
You can have some sup dogs.
Yep. Definitely do that.
So very cool.
I can say I've been to both Sup Dogs when I hit the one in Chapel Hill.
Yeah, that's the one I've been to.
Mm-hmm.
And you never know where he ends up after his residency, but I can tell you I came from a family of doctors on the Puerto Rican side. My grandfather was a physician, and then two of my uncles were doctors. One of them went to medical school in Puerto Rico, but his residency was in Albany.
Yeah.
And he's been in Albany, New York since. My other uncle, residency in New York City, he went back to Puerto Rico. But a lot of times where you establish your residency, you make ties, you make your business ties, and boom, you're there.
Yeah, my son has a moral conundrum now where he feels like he's going to be forced to root for the Tar Heels. He's grown up as a Terp, grew up basically hating Duke, hating Carolina.
Different conferences now.
Yeah, that's what he said. He's like, they're not in the Big Ten. We bolted from the ACC. He's like, I think I'm going to be an honorary Tar Heels fan.
I think he can, just not when they play the Terps. If they ever play the Terps.
Yeah, not when they play the Terps, of course.
Yeah, no, that's fine.
Yeah, I think that's totally.
Have you been to Chapel Hill before?
Never been.
Oh, it's a great town.
Been in North Carolina plenty of times, but never
Chapel
Hill. It's
just a great college town. It's really cool.
Yeah.
The campus is awesome.
Franklin Street, you'll love that.
Yeah, it'll be nice.
Did you already have a spill, EB?
It's not me. I just open it, and these things are all charged up. I don't know. I literally did this. So. I don't know. Maybe somebody shook the case.
Hey, at least you brought like a cloth to clean up.
I'm using my Crown Royal thing.
Very good.
But I guess, you know, whatever. We just got a bad batch here in that case, I guess. I don't know.
Don't sleep.
Yeah. Be careful when you open.
Don't sleep on the can exploding on EB.
And then Kelsey ran her marathon. She looks like she ran an awesome time.
She
broke 3:30, right?
Her personal best was 1 minute faster, but she said the elevation was a lot greater. So even though it was maybe a minute slower, she felt like it was better.
Oh, really?
So
it was within a minute of her PB?
Yeah, I think she did. She's now done three marathons. So I ran the New York City Marathon with her a couple years ago. Although I only ran with her for about half a mile, and then she took off.
He's like, you're slowing me down, Pops.
Yeah, and then she did the Long Beach Marathon, and this was the L.A. Marathon, and she finished. Yeah, she qualified for the Boston Marathon again. So I think she will do the Boston Marathon not next year, but in 2025 if she continues to run, and I think that she will because she loves it. She's made some friends in the Venice Beach Running Club.
Oh, very cool.
So, and I think that's helped her times, too, because she made – you know, girlfriend that they hang out and go to restaurants all the time, but she's maybe a little bit faster. Just pushed her.
When we were in Louisville, there was like a typical like 5K, 10K, whatever it was. It kind of shut down the downtown area on like Saturday morning, and we were up getting coffee. And my wife was like, I can't believe these people get up. It was all cold.
Yeah.
And they're all in their shorts.
Yeah.
They're running. But you had people cheering them on. And I said, yeah, I know. It's just, it's like a community thing. You know, people they kind of get into it. It's not for me.
I'm not fully part of the community. I'm more a visitor.
Mm-hmm.
But I am doing – Farley's throwing a race called the Parkway Classic in late April. I'm doing that. But it's a 10-miler.
Right.
I think I've settled in. Like, when I did my half marathon, I had a pretty good time. And Farley, who I've done two marathons, he was like, you know what? You're probably more of a half mile or half marathon guy.
Yeah, that's
which is true
for you.
Because
you've already knocked him out.
I did two marathons and I broke down both times. My body just can't handle it.
Well,
but
I mean, it's
10 to 13 miles.
It's a crazy
is
endeavor.
More my speed.
Yeah, I mean, 26.2 miles is human body's not really it's not designed to do that. Like it's pushing yourself to the most extreme of limits.
Is she addicted to it?
She loves it.
Yeah,
she must
she's addicted
be.
To
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you know what? When you do well, you usually want to continue whatever you do well. That's
right.
Part of the reason I probably want to quit golf because I'm not doing well.
I don't know about that. I ran a pretty good time the first marathon.
And
I haven't
done
one since. hung the shoes up. I said, you know what? That's a good time. I probably won't beat it. And I'm quitting.
Dude, you did great.
But you did it once.
I did it once.
That's unbelievable. Yeah,
put it on the list.
I know. I wish I had that on my resume. I'll never have. I wonder what the. I'll have nothing impressive on my resume.
Yeah, you'll have something.
Well, your email address is for 30 years has touted a certain score in golf.
Yeah. This is a pretty easy golf course.
That's all right.
When, you know,
still shot 74.
Yeah, still. It was a long time ago. Last time I played, I think I shot 91.
Matt, how was your weekend?
It was great. Thanks for asking. Busy.
Yeah, Valdez was playing golf all weekend.
Well,
yeah,
he's
holding up.
It is holding up.
Yeah.
It's
the weather
not as bad.
Was unbelievable.
It's not as bad as I thought it would be.
Uh-huh.
But yes, thanks for asking. It's holding up. Played at Potomac Shores for the Shores Cup. Finished in seventh place out of, I think, 28 people.
That's really
good.
Top 25%, if my math is correct.
Better than Anthony McKinnon's finishing. You're doing better than AK.
Is that a solo tournament? Do
you
have a partner?
Yeah, it's a solo tournament.
Oh,
and
nice.
It's a year-long event. Like,
do they
almost
do
like
it
the
with
FedEx
your
Cup.
Handicap?
Yeah.
Or?
Yes, it's handicap.
I never quite understand some of these tournaments.
It's because you're not good enough to get invited.
Oh, no.
Drabby, anything special for you at the
Cahills? I don't
Cahills?
Know anything special. I mean, on Bit Season last week, I don't know how we got talking about running, but I told Valdez I couldn't run a 5K. Speaking of running marathons, I told him I couldn't run a 5K.
Right.
And then Mike, my buddy from the gym, heard that. And I get to the gym on Friday, and he goes, let's go run a 5K.
Okay.
And then my legs turned to noodles all weekend long.
Yeah.
And I couldn't do anything and just shifted around all weekend.
You actually did. You ran a 5K.
I did run the 5K, but just ruined my weekend,
pretty much. Well, I mean, if you don't run and then all of a sudden you're just running a 5K, that's not it's not an easy thing to do. Like, just go out and run 3-plus miles.
O&D like... Nubs Trail.
The Nubs Trail.
Did you have the proper gear? Did he warn you? At least you had running shoes and all that.
Yeah, I had running shoes. I guess just whatever I was wearing.
Right.
Well, at least it was great weather. You weren't running in the cold.
And then I went to one of just the silliest chain restaurants that everybody sleeps on Saturday night with my kids and wife.
It's can so we get a guess?
Fridays.
No, Pommel's Fridays.
Crush's Fridays.
It's over in. There's a bunch of them all over. The one I went to was in Ashburn.
Red Robin. You love burgers and
like
unlimited
Red Robin,
fries.
But these people are known for their steaks.
Oh,
these gets butts.
Longhorn?
Outback.
No, there's no Outback.
The Roadhouse.
Jam-packed.
I mean, just to the rafters on Saturday night.
Roadhouse is my one seed.
Yeah. Roadhouse free peanuts? Is that the one?
They said I saw
or
a sign
that Texas Roadhouse.
Do they have the cinnamony butter like that you put on the rolls, or am I getting
course,
that mixed up?
Yes.
Did you pick your steak out?
I thought about doing the Valdez trick.
Okay.
Which the Valdez family trick, I guess, that he learned is to ask for rolls right before you leave and so you take them home.
That's a great move.
Is that what you do?
My parents used
that's
to do that all the
trick.
Time. Yeah. And then we would always like go there before Thanksgiving or Easter.
Okay.
And then get a batch of rolls,
so
put them in the fridge. And then
do the rolls go in your mom's purse? Like, where do they go on the way out?
You
get it to go.
Oh,
you get a little styrofoam box.
Okay.
He's just saying the timing of the order is perfect.
Timing of the order.
It is. Yeah.
It's like right before dessert, you order your rolls.
No? Like you've probably tipped them a decent amount. Like,
I think at this point, if you want more rolls, you have to pay for them.
Mm. Well, I should mention a shout out. This is the first time it's happened to me in the history of the show.
Okay.
Maybe it's happened to you guys.
All right.
It has never happened to me. Once offered, but never executed. Swimming practice on Sunday, and my wife wasn't there, had arranged a play date afterwards.
Poor Tiffany.
And the dad wanted to go to breakfast. We go to IHOP. Met a couple that listens to the show. I went to pay the bill at the end.
They comped you.
They had already taken care of it.
Oh, look at that.
I feel bad. I don't know the lady's name. And her husband, big listener of the show, said that he bought the book. They asked me to take a picture with them. They were really nice. I was like, no big deal.
That's
pretty
cool.
We're so sorry to interrupt your meal. We see you're here with other people. So sorry, but he listens every day and blah, blah, blah. So I took the picture. The only thing is I never learned the name. I never learned the name. They left maybe 15, 20 minutes before I left IHOP, and Bill was taken care of.
Sweet.
Very cool.
Shout out to the unnamed couple.
Very nice.
That is a
very nice gesture by them.
Has that ever happened to you?
Not that I can recall, no.
The only other time it almost happened was when I went to lunch with EB's mom at the Bowie Town Center at Mezza Grill, and a guy recognized me and her, and he actually threatened to throw money. He said, no, don't worry about it. He's like, no, at least I can do this in 25 years. Let me buy you guys lunch. And I just felt like a douche to accept
it. Yeah, you can.
Did you accept it?
That time, no.
Hmm.
But this time, unbeknownst to me,
there's nothing you can do. It's already paid for.
And then the manager came over.
I would have accepted it.
Yeah.
The manager came over and said the bill's taken care of. So then I just paid a tip. And they actually had taken care of the tip, too.
Mm-hmm. So you hooked them.
Man, that's nice.
You hooked them up.
I think that's happened to me before, but it's been a while. But
your move is you've done that to other people, though, right?
Like around
Christmas time?
I do it at Christmas time.
I've never done that.
I've never done it either.
I've never driven through like a McDonald's drive-through. I'm like, hey, the people behind me, I'm gonna pay their bill.
I know you don't think about it.
It's never happened.
I did McDonald's. He does it at real restaurants.
But I always make sure it's a two-top, and they don't have a bunch. They don't have a big bottle of wine on the table.
I did one time at Target. I was behind a person, and they were struggling, and the cards weren't working. And I said, you know what?
Struggling.
Let me just pay for it because I just want to get out of
right.
it. To be honest with you,
just didn't want to be inconvenienced.
It wasn't that much. It was $20 or whatever that was, and they were offended. But I was like, hey, I'm just trying to help you out here, brother, if you don't want it. And then he thanked me or whatever, and it took it. But they were offended initially.
I am 99%,
oh, really?
99% sure that I over-tipped at lunch Friday. We went out to lunch at Little Italy after match day.
Mm-hmm.
And I took care of the bill, and one of Kurt's friends like tried to pay $40 out of his pocket. He's like, no, that's outrageous. Not taking your money. I get the bill. And there
5 years
not,
from now,
there,
you make more money than all of us.
I'm sure. There are 9 people there. I look at the bus because sometimes they'll add an auto tip if there's 8 or 6 or 8 people in your party or more. And at the bottom, it said service charge, like $45. And I was like, I did a lot of this. Like, I was perusing. I was like,
you were like, is that the tip?
I was like, is this the tip? But I didn't want to look like a miser and a cheapskate. So I just put
another on top of it.
I just put $50 on.
Oh, you did the double tip.
That guy was probably butt-sized when he came back.
Cakes is so bad at math. Yeah. He tapped out.
It was like, because you didn't want to put a zero in the tip.
I was pretty sure that it was a tip.
Mm-hmm.
Like that was a gratuity.
Yes.
Because it seemed like about 18 or 20% of the bill was right around there. But I didn't want to look like a skinflint. So randomly
I know you stick at math, but can't you figure out 20% pretty quickly?
For the most part. That I can do.
But the fact that it said service charge, that's what got
you. Service charge throws you.
I think it was more like 18% because I think that's what they generally do. It's like auto
tip. That was definitely
18%.
A tip. Auto
it's
tip.
It's fine. Doesn't matter. He's a good waiter. I hooked him.
Hey, EB, are you down a hat for the weekend? Did you throw your hat in when your son had a hat trick?
No.
You certainly didn't throw in your Strixon hat.
Yeah. No.
Parents don't do that in lacrosse?
No. People were joking about it, but no. It was very cool. Steve's having a great season so far. Really exciting. But didn't throw my hat. I actually was bitter because thank God my wife checks our credit card bills. Mm-hmm. Speaking of expenses.
Sure.
Remember I was in Staten Island last week?
Mm-hmm.
She sends a group text to my family. She goes, did anybody order a pizza from Domino's? Some douche in Staten Island bought it. So obviously, I must have used a skimmer or something when I was in Staten Island. Somebody in Staten Island bought a Domino's pizza.
And they stole your credit card.
Somehow they got my credit card information. Now, it's only a pizza.
Yeah.
But...
That's
crazy
that she would even notice something like that. Question of Domino's pizza.
We spend so much money, she checks the bill.
Fine tooth comb.
She checks it. She caught it. It was like a $31 expense. But you know what that means? So So we caught all the
new
kids.
Credit card.
You got a
new credit card.
Coming. It's the worst.
Got to cancel all my automatic pay, my Colonial parking.
Yeah.
I mean, everything you can think of.
Yeah. I got
Uber.
I
got to
go through the same thing today. I got to call
all of that.
I have to call the Office of Employment Services in D.C. because there's fake John Allville getting unemployment checks.
This is unbelievable.
Using my still going on?
Still happening.
Though you have the PIN number for taxes, from taxes.
Still happening. They're like, oh, we have this guy's social and his name and his address. So I have to call them today, sit on hold for, I'm sure, 20 minutes. Talk to some bureaucrat.
Do I have to get, like, LifeLock or something so that doesn't happen?
I don't know what I need.
Did you tell them that you're actually overemployed, not unemployed?
Yeah, I should tell them that. But I know I'm going to get a bureaucrat that doesn't know what they're doing on the other end of the phone, and I'm going to be stuck in cyber hell for over an hour
today. How long
has
this been going on?
Oh, that's going to be a disaster.
Too long.
Yeah.
I got a tax return. I was like, I've never filed for unemployment in D.C. ever.
That's the
worst.
But
somebody who's using
someone
my
got 2,000 bucks.
Yeah.
Well, I know. Here's the thing. Back to my situation for a second. I only went to a cigar shop, and I went to a pizza place. The cigar shop looked like it was shot out of, like, Sopranos.
Yeah.
I think that's the culprit.
And what self-respecting person is ordering, you know what? I'm
a Domino's
gonna,
pizza.
Yeah, I'm not going to say anything.
Oh, they, I understand.
Could be a sponsor. You know what I'm saying.
No, like, but like on Long Island.
Staten Island, you're right in the heart of New York pizza. You got to order a New York pizza.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
I know. It was bizarre. But I told my wife, just let it be. Maybe that's the only thing. Maybe they just use a little bit on everybody's card.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because it's such a hassle.
It is. That's what it is. That's the biggest hassle. It takes forever.
And it's like the third time in a year that I've had to do this.
I know. It happened with me, with my daughter's debit card about 2 weeks ago. Someone tried to buy, it's just crazy. Someone tried to buy tickets to Disneyland.
Okay. Right.
It's a big purchase.
Out in L.A.
Yeah. Right.
It was like $450.
Right.
Right.
But my bank immediately
caught it.
They caught it.
This is crazy.
Why did somebody try to buy tires?
Yeah, but what you got to do is you got to cancel the debit card.
Right.
Yes.
And you got to order another one.
And
it takes like 7 to 10 days.
The skimmer, right? They have those skimmers in those machines.
I don't know.
I don't know how they get it.
That Cowboy Todd deals with.
Cowboy Todd to the rescue.
Yeah.
I think he's got a new job. Or he's wrapping up his job. I talked to him a couple weeks ago.
Maybe he's a professional frisbee guy. Disc golf.
Hey, it's disc golf. Yeah,
okay,
disc golf.
Sorry.
Community be
sorry.
Outraged.
All right, you want to chime in throughout the show? You can always call us on the MGM National Harbor Listener Lines at 800-636-1067. You can text a fan on the Thomas Creek Windows text machine. Standard message and data charges may apply. You can tweet us at Junks Radio. A lot to get into, from NFL free agency to trades. To the NCAA tournament, Chris Nockey covers college hoops. Will join us coming up at 8 right here on the Junkies.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben and Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We're streaming live on the Odyssey app. So March Madness is here. You had Selection Sunday yesterday. I find it interesting that like four or five teams said no to the NIT, so they don't make the tournament.
St. John said no thanks. Pitt said I think they were interested.
Yeah, St. John's is one of the prominent ones.
Oklahoma.
Yeah, like five teams, I think, said no.
Yes.
It's such a letdown.
And didn't one team also say that they were going to focus on the transfer portal? That's why they weren't going to the tournament?
No, that's the main reason why none of these teams are playing it, because the transfer portal opens today, and the coaching staffs would care more about that than they do the tournament. Tom Green went crazy last night on ESPN. He was super pissed off that these teams are playing, because basically, as is, the NIT is dead.
Correct.
There's no question about it. I would want to coach. I would want to develop my team. You've got bigger staffs than you've ever had. There's plenty of time for the portal. There's plenty of time to talk to recruits. There's plenty of time to negotiate NIL deals. There's not plenty of time to play. There's not plenty of time to get your players on the floor and give them a chance to get better. There's not plenty of time for guys to continue to play that may never get to play again. Mm-hmm. And that, to me, is absolutely ridiculous. It's each coach's choice. I get it. But if you take away a chance to play the games, to put your team on the floor, let them opt out. All right, the bowl season has it all the time. Let it happen. Who cares? Give your players and coaches a chance to keep coaching and playing, and don't shortchange. If a guy doesn't want to play, go sit down. If a coach doesn't want to coach, go recruit. But there's got to be enough people to put five, six, seven people on the floor and go play. Makes absolutely zero sense to me.
Yeah, this is why the NCAA is just a complete disaster, because they really should change the dates. They should do it for football, too. Mm-hmm. But there's no way that the portal should be open the day after the selections are out. In college football, they have the portal open the exact same time as high school recruiting's open. So high school recruits get screwed. But they have no control over it. They haven't set any boundaries, any rules. So this is the situation. College coaches are looking forward to trying to get their players back in, or to go out and pluck in players from other schools and make their team better next year. There was a 2-week respite, and you had 2 weeks before the portal opened. It's obviously a different story.
But you know what's a little different about it now is that there's so much turnover.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? It's not like, you know, in years past where guys, if they had the opportunity to go to Italy or something, or go to Europe, you know, to play in tournaments, you know, they get to do that once every 4 years. The teams, there's so much turnover.
Yes.
They don't even care if they're together for another tournament.
Well, the tournaments that got in, I'll say, I didn't watch a ton this weekend, but NC State, what a run. And the end of their game against UVA was pretty incredible.
Well, if UVA just makes some free throws.
Yeah, UVA is...
Those are kids that usually hit free throws.
Yeah.
And, you know, chalk it up to nerves or whatever. I mean, guys miss free throws all the time. But
if you miss it, UVA's at the foul line, up three with 5 seconds to go, and the guy misses. And then NC State, it's a bank shot three-pointer to push it into overtime. Yep. They win in overtime, and then they upset North Carolina to win the tournament.
They played 5 games in 5 days, and they get into the tournament.
That's
and
awesome.
You know, it's the first ACC tournament they've won since Val Vanna was there in 1987.
I saw a graphic that they have now more wins at Capital One this season than the Wizards.
Yeah, I saw that too.
Yeah.
Well, that's a lot.
That's another reason why, you know, 4 or 5 teams just got bumped. That probably would have been in the tournament. I didn't think UVA should have got in. I think I would have taken St. John's over UVA, but St. John's had a bad stretch before Patino criticized his team publicly. But, you know, you look at the net rankings, UVA was about 25 spots below St. John's.
And, yeah, I heard St.
John's. UVA had a couple really good wins back in December where they beat a couple SEC teams, Florida and Texas A&M, but they really struggled the last 3 weeks. I don't know if I would have put UVA in over St. John's.
I heard St. John's and Patino in particular complaining about the net ranking, saying, I don't want to ever hear that term again.
Right.
I mean, with 32 in the net. Well, first of all, I think we all should probably never mention that word again, because I think it's fraudulent. You know, my son was 25 in the net, and he was saying he wasn't in with 25 wins. So I think the net's something that shouldn't even be mentioned anymore. I think that we had a good strength of schedule. Ken Pom, why mention him? We were 26 in Ken Pom. So I don't know. It's we tried to play a tough schedule. We tried to do things the right way, and we didn't get in. But, you know, I never make excuses. I respect the committee for what they do. They give their time. They give their energy to it. They didn't think that we measured up to their standards, and we'll take a very positively like men and move forward. We're not going to gripe. We're not going to say we got screwed. We're not going to, None of that helps. Bitterness does not help. I've had enough bitterness in my life to last a lifetime.
Yeah, that's a great
line. You've also had a pretty charmed life there, buddy.
But that is a great line. And he's right. There probably should have been at least five Big East teams to get in the tournament, but because they're, you know, five conference tournament champions were teams that weren't getting automatic bids, that plucks five at-large bids, including teams like St. John's.
So the net ranking is what, like KenPom, RPI, and all those compiled? Like, what is net ranking?
No, it's totally different. It's quad one through quad four wins and losses, and it's who you've beaten in the top 50, who you've beaten in the top 50, where you beat them.
Gotcha.
If you don't follow it, it's kind of complicated, but it is a good ranking.
Tough to learn on the fly from the sound of it.
It is a good ranking based on who you've beaten, where you've beaten them.
Right.
But clearly, when you have five conference champions that weren't going to get into the tournament, A-10, American, ACC, Pac-12, and Mountain West, that's five bubble teams that get screwed.
I don't know who to root for in this tournament because there are no locals in it. Really, unless you're going to say UVA's
Howard.
Well, Howard.
Yeah.
And by the way,
let's be realistic.
I know. But props, props to Kenny Blake, yes, and Rod Bolanos and Howard. Last year, they get to the tournament first time since 1992. They've never been to the tournament back-to-back years ever in the history of the school. And Kenny Blakeney comes in and takes over for Kevin Nickelberry 5 years ago and wins four games in his first year, 4-25. And then year four, he's going to the tournament. Year five, he's going to the tournament again. Just an unbelievable
run.
Great
job by him. Props.
Yeah. And they beat Norfolk down in Norfolk. Same thing they did last year. And then to beat Delaware State, who has really good guards. And Howard was just banged up. I mean, they had no bench. They've got four players hurt. One of their starters got hurt during the game, and he was still able to come out with a win. So great job for Howard and the Bison. Hopefully we'll get him on the show either today or tomorrow.
Well, congratulations.
They play tomorrow at 6:30.
Okay.
They're flying out to Dayton today at 10:30.
I can root for them. I'll root for them, but I just don't expect them to make a great run. I think the one thing that I'm going to root against, and it's simply from clips that I see online all the time. Dude, that Hurley who's coaching UConn's a bit of a nut job. I'm rooting against him.
Dan Hurley.
He's already won one.
Yeah.
Rooting against him. That's it.
He's getting fans kicked out all the time. He wants to get in scraps with everybody.
Yes.
Yeah, he's a little psychotic, but he's a great coach. And he put it up. His team is unbelievable.
Coach, no doubt about it. But he is, you know what he is? Unlikable.
I have no vested interest in any other team. Give me a team to root for, EB.
JMU.
Yeah, root for the Dukes. Yeah.
Okay. How about Longwood? We had a coach on last year.
Yeah.
Griff Aldridge, or maybe that was 2 years ago. He's back in playing Houston. I mean, the 16th seed, not going to win, but
you've got
some teams you can root for.
Awad was distraught that his Rams get knocked out by Duquesne, who hasn't been in the NCAA tournament since 1977.
I was stunned by that.
Yeah.
I didn't know Duquesne had been that long.
The last time they were in the tournament, Norm Nixon was playing for them.
Right.
That's crazy, man.
Hey, you can root for the NIT. Virginia Tech's playing Richmond.
Yeah, I know.
First round.
I just can't get into it. I'm going to root for the Lady Hokies because they're four seed.
EB gets nice that they're playing at Hinkle.
Oh, are they?
Yeah.
Dude, you go to Hinkle. It's a special gym.
Some Hinkle.
I think there's some underdog teams, some lower seeds that you should root for. I would just mention a couple of them. Bryce Drew's doing an unbelievable job at Grand Canyon. They're playing St. Mary's in a 12-5. Some of these lower level.
How many years has he been there? Because wasn't Dan Marley the coach there for a while?
I want to say less than five. I mean,
they screamed to me like online university.
Yes.
Like, did they start as an online bit? And then they're like, oh, you know what? We'll field a hoops team.
No, you know what it is? It is a for profit university, though.
Okay. That's just a private university where, like.
Well, like, I think it's the only one.
Oh, it's the only one in the like country?
Yeah, like they could shutter. They could shutter tomorrow, and your degree would be worthless.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure.
Okay, didn't know that.
But it's kind of a crazy, you know, success story for Bryce Drew. So you can root for guys like that, and then some of these schools, like we just mentioned, schools who haven't been to the tournament ever, like Stetson, or teams like Drake. Their head coach, their son's their best player. The head coach is the father of the best player. His name is Darian DeVries. I mean, there's some cool stories other than, you know, the top two or three seeds.
Who won the MAC? Because I know Marist was in the semifinals, I think. It lost by a point.
Metro Atlantic was the St. Peter's.
St. Peter's?
I think they beat Fairfield.
So it's their second time in like 3 years or so, right? Because they made a run a couple years ago.
Yeah, they beat Purdue.
All right, I'll root for the locals early, and maybe they'll go on a run. It's happened before. But beyond that, I'm rooting against,
by the way,
Dan Hurley.
Speaking of the MAC, not the Metro Atlantic, but the Mid-Atlantic Conference, how about the way Akron beat Kent?
I didn't see it.
All right. Championship game, winners go into the tournament.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Kent State hits a bucket to go up one with 5 seconds left. All right. Akron inbounds the ball. Akron's the top seed. Kent's, you know, two or three. Akron inbounds the ball. The kid for Kent thinks they're still down a point. He fouls.
Oh, tragic.
He fouls the kid for Akron. Kid for Akron hits two free throws. They lose by one.
Dagger!
You wouldn't believe the coach's reaction after it happened. It was,
I can imagine.
I mean, I felt horrible. I felt bad for the Brown kids who lost to Yale, blew a 6-point lead with 26 seconds left for a chance to go to the tournament. So, I mean, this past weekend was nuts. So much happening.
Did you watch? Did you watch the players? I watched a ton of the players.
I was watching as much as I could. It was
because you were watching mostly hoop.
Yeah, but I watched a lot yesterday.
I mean, Scottie Scheffler is just an absolute animal.
He's a beast,
and I've really grown to like him. He's such a nice guy, so likable.
Yeah,
and to do that with like a neck strain, like for 3 days, it's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
All right, gotta take a break. We'll talk more college hoops later in the show with Chris Nockey coming up at 8 here on the Junkies.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
So I texted Jason yesterday. I got no response. We've been doing this bit for about the last 2 weeks about the Caps playoff chances.
And full-blown sweat now.
Full-on sweat. I texted him yesterday, their chances were 30%. Because other teams just lose all the time in front of them, their chances are now 37.1%, according to MoneyPuck.com.
I know. We talked about this on Friday.
I actually couldn't believe they beat Vancouver.
That was a shocking
out
win.
There. I mean, it's professional sports. Oh. Bad teams can beat good
Speaking
teams.
Speaking of which, I need to tick Ovi to 841. Nice. Scores again.
We talked about this on Friday because in the mornings I'll usually check where they are in the standings. And I remember the day before you left when you wished everybody a happy weekend on Thursday.
I did, because I'm selfish and I had Friday off and didn't realize it. So that was on me.
During one of the commercial breaks, you said the Caps had an 11% chance.
Right. And now it's close and to then 40.
After Thursday into Friday, I looked at the standings like, 11%, man, they're right there. Mm-hmm. And now you look at it and they are right there. They're a point back of the wild card.
If they win in Calgary tonight, they are the second wild card.
Yeah. And they've got a couple
the division,
games in hand, too.
They're only three back. Remember, Joe B said, watch the division more than the wild card. They're three back, but they have two games in hand.
I know. It's they're something, making it more, hold, something to grasp at.
They're making it more interesting.
In a way,
they
a
did a sell-off.
Wasteland.
They did a sell-off,
I know.
Which yeah. usually means, hey, we're raising the white flag. Mm-hmm. We're going to sell our players, and they've been better.
Right. Credit.
It's amazing.
Credit Coach Carbs.
I got to think it's got to be one of the better coaching jobs in the entire league.
Has to be.
This year.
I mean, he's threading the needle as they're shuttling off parts and playing younger guys.
Younger guys, right.
Up from Hershey.
Yep.
Like that are probably ahead of schedule. Guys like Miro. Guys like Hendy. Hendricks LaPierre.
You should text, you should text our Caps guy, Jason, that you sometimes text and ask him how he thinks Carbs is doing.
I will. I'll do it today.
I remember he said something a couple months ago. It was a little critical. Remember?
He said he was a little too much into the analytics. Yeah. But maybe that's helping.
Maybe it's paying off long term.
But I'm sure it's more than just that. I mean, he's obviously got to be a good X's and O's guy because
I've seen online
they're beating
too,
some good teams.
Some people postulate that it's addition by subtraction with Kuzi and some other guys.
Yeah. I got to think that has to help a little
and
bit.
And credit to TJ Oshie for appearing in 1,000 career games.
Mm-hmm.
That's a pretty big milestone in the NHL. That's, not a lot of guys get to that
and for
number.
Him to come back after that injury where he couldn't even walk.
Right.
And he's back, I don't know, a week later, a week and a half later, and he's helping himself. Yeah, it's keeping you interested.
Yep.
So Ovi's up to 19 goals on the season?
He's got 841 in his career.
Nice.
I believe it is 19.
What's his lowest output in a season, like in a full season?
In a full-blown season?
Yeah.
I'd have to pull up
like
his stats.
Maybe like 26
probably
or something?
Last year.
25?
Maybe last year.
No, last year was pretty good.
How much was it last year? 30?
I feel like he had more than that. I feel like last year he had a pretty good output.
Maybe it was the year. Maybe it was the COVID year.
Yeah, don't
so
count that.
So you can't count that.
But I'm just saying in like a full sort of season, probably like 7 or 8 years ago when we started counting them out.
2010, he played in 79 games. He had 32 goals that season.
All right.
He had 32 goals in 2012 and 13.
Yeah.
That was only 48 games, though. So
that's
maybe that was a
pretty crazy.
Like a strike-shortened year.
Yeah.
I'm not sure about that. 16, 17, he played in all 82 games, 33 goals.
So low 30s is his low. He's never had anything in the 20s in like a full season-ish?
Outside,
in a full season?
Outside of 2021,
like
no.
What did he have last year?
Oh, yeah, last 42. Year he had 42.
Yeah, 42 balling last year.
And in the COVID year, he had 24, but that was 45
Let's hope
games.
He, 24 to 26.
That'd be amazing.
Settles in somewhere
if
around
he could
there.
Get 24, that'd be pretty darn good after
five
such
more.
A rough start.
He just needs five
What's
more?
His shooting percentage? Remember, it was so low.
8.6%.
And it was down to what, like 4% at one point?
Four
it was
five.
Really low.
His career is 12.8%.
So he's still below that.
Yeah. He's 4+ ticks below.
All right. So do factor.
Do theory.
Do gonna theory.
Get, gonna get hot down the stretch.
Yeah.
But Calgary tonight, out in Calgary. Calgary's okay. They have less points than the Caps. So maybe they get another one.
Hey, I'd like to have a playoff sweat.
Playoff
and we know
sweat
if you get
nice.
In, you can go on a run in the NHL.
But just give us a little something. Something to hold on to.
Yeah.
Give us a 10-day to the 2-week stretch minimum.
Right.
Something to grasp at.
Yeah.
Which
hey,
I like.
Because we know the Wizards aren't going to be in the postseason.
Nope, that's by design,
so
JP.
For the Wizards, it'll that. Be about the NBA draft. Hopefully get a little playoff run. And then, you know, Major League Baseball will start. Hopefully the Nationals can get off a good start. They
I'll tell you what, the Nats have been scoring a bunch of runs this year, but Mackenzie Gore gave up 8 runs yesterday.
Oh, wow.
They announced their opening
I mean,
day starter,
I was not
though.
Happy about that. I drafted Gore on both of my fantasy teams.
Who's the opening day starter?
Gray. Josiah Gray will be their opening day starter.
That makes sense.
Well, but you shouldn't have great expectations. You don't, right, for the Nats?
No.
No.
Yeah. Like, what, 70 games maybe?
I mean, maybe. I think they're a little bit better than last year. I mean, Abrams had an unbelievable second half last year, so I would expect him to have a big year. And then, you know, Lane Thomas had a really good year. I think he's going to put up some numbers.
Are they going to start Cruz in AAA? Like, what are they going to do with him?
I don't think those guys will be on the big roster.
And what has Wood, is he slowed down?
Like, a little bit, he's still leading them in batting average. He's hitting .335, I think.
Uh-huh.
You look at their season by season after they won the World Series. Now, 2020 was the COVID year, so they were 26-34, which was a 43% winning percentage.
Off. Yeah.
But 2021, 2022, 2023, 65-97, 55-107, and last year, 71-91. So
maybe 75. Maybe wins. I'm going to set the goal at 75. I mean, obviously, I'd like him to win 100, but I think realistically.
If you get to 75 wins, that's not that far away from 500, really, right? 500 is 81.
Right.
Yeah, good math. I think they could get into the mid-70s. But we'll lot of these younger guys, like the C.J. Abrams, they just have to, first of all, you got to stay healthy. And then
give me the staff after Gray. Is it locked in?
Corbin, Williams.
I think it's the last year of Corbin, correct? Last year he's on the hook.
I think it is.
They picked up a free agent, Zach Davies, who's been in the league a few years. So, I mean, it all comes down to Gray and Corbin, really. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, Gray and Gore.
Yeah. I feel like Gore's hit or miss. Like, sometimes he's really good, sometimes
He was pretty good last
year. Whatever happened to Cavalli? When's he ready to go?
Well, that's right. He's coming back from the Tommy John.
I don't know when he's coming back.
He's not throwing this spring yet?
I don't think so, but I could be wrong.
Patrick Corbin has made in his career how much money, Cakes?
Patrick Corbin has made, he has grossed, I'm going to say, $168 million.
Not quite
to that number.
I see $109 million, but that doesn't include 2024. And according to SpotRac, 2025, Cakes.
He's on for 2025? Please tell me that's like a club option that they could turn down. I would have to.
Yeah, it looks like 2024, he's set to make a cool, says here, base salary. $35 million.
I'm looking at SpotRac, which is usually pretty dependable. He's a UFA in the 2025 season.
Yeah.
So he's got one more year on the books with the Nats, and they're free and clear. They're out of the Patrick Corbin business after that.
So here's the update on Cavalli. He's thrown a couple bullpen sessions. They say it's looking good. The hope is a June return. We'll see. We'll see. So he is throwing, you know, getting closer, but still a couple months away. If it all works out, because he's supposed to be a stud,
and he was one of those high draft choices,
right? A couple good outings before he.
If he was healthy, he would have been one of those.
He had the issue.
He would have been one of the top three starters in the rotation.
Yeah, first round pick in the 2020 Major League Baseball draft. Yeah, I feel like next year it's on, like a real sweat for them to be a good team. This year is still holding pattern.
We're all in a holding pattern, except maybe the Caps can pull something out of their butts.
That'd be nice.
That'd be amazing.
And maybe the old Commanders EB on the upswing.
Let's hope. I don't have that hope you do, but let's hope.
800-636-1067 is the number you want to chime in throughout the show on the MGM National Harbor Listener Lines. We're the Junkies. Coming right back.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.